Hello, everyone. I'd like to invite you to attend an online Easter Tertium retreat starting on March 28th to Easter Sunday, March 31st. I will go into more detail in subsequent sessions, but I wanted to give you an outline of the retreat. The format of the retreat will be very simple. Each day, participants will be given a scripture passage with some reflection questions. I'll be available by email if participants would like to be in contact with questions or any concerns that you might have. Just to give you a further outline, March 28th, the retreat will start at dinner. This is Holy Thursday, where we commemorate the Last Supper. What is powerful and noteworthy is Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. The theme for that day will be the call to service. March 29th, Good Friday. On this day, we will focus on the events leading up to the crucifixion. We will focus on the experience of judgment, injustice, and life challenges. March 30th, Holy Saturday. This will be a day of waiting, trusting, patience, and self-reflection. On March 31st, Easter Sunday, the focus will be on new life, reconciliation, and healing. Just to give you some background, and especially if this is your first retreat, our traditional retreat usually happens at a retreat center. The idea behind the retreat is that the person would get away, literally retreat, from all the cares of living and spend time in prayer, rest, and reflections. Reflections can last up to a twilight retreat, or can last a day, or even up to 40 days. There's no set period of time. Some retreats involve groups and focus on specific topics, but in other cases, you can do a retreat on your own. Unfortunately, many retreat centers have had to close because people were not going on retreats, either because they don't have the time. So with this, I was inspired to develop an online retreat for individuals who cannot participate in a traditional style of retreat, but still feel called to go on retreat. This is my first online retreat that I have given, so I'm learning too, and love to hear your feedback. So a couple of things. First of all, don't worry if you don't have enough time. I always recommend striving to give 100% of whatever time you have available. An online podcast retreat does have its advantages. You can pick your time to listen to the podcast and the amount of time that you have available. So please join us. I still think going on retreat at home is possible with good early planning. So what I'd like to do now is to discuss some of the preparations for the retreat. I have a few suggestions to help allow you to make the most out of this retreat. The first part is plan ahead. Retreating at home has its advantages, but planning ahead is critical. Make sure everyone in your household agrees to participate, or at least promises to respect those who are making the retreat. This won't be an issue. But I do encourage individuals who are alone to invite others to join them. You can always get together on Zoom with your fellow invitees to pray together and to share your thoughts and answers to the reflections. I encourage people who are going on retreat to put away their cell phone. That is not possible. I encourage you to put boundaries around cell phone use. By that I mean letting friends and colleagues know that you're only responding to calls between certain times. Depending on how dependent you are on your cell phone, you can set up preset times that you will check your messages. Check your internet. If you have unstable internet, you might want to download all the reflections first on your computer, just in case. Is there a chance that you can take some time off work? If not, not a problem. But can you move some demanding appointments to other days of the retreat? I realize that people may not have the opportunity to change their times and have to work during this time. But is it possible to reduce the amount of stress and distraction for Friday and Saturday? Letting people know that you are on retreat, especially those who might be dropping by, may be a good idea. Meal planning can help reduce the time working in the kitchen. Partially preparing meals, freezing meals to be thawed out at mealtime, can help reduce the busyness of the retreat. Can household chores be done before the retreat begins? The fewer chores and distractions you have, the better. So this concludes part one of the preparations. I'll release another podcast closer to the date so that we can finalize our plans. Looking forward for you joining me, and God bless and take care.